Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Before we begin, allow me to make a very special announcement. On October 27th, I will be in Durham, North Carolina, and we're going to have an economic empowerment seminar that's unlike any other you've ever been to in your life. I can challenge you, my friends and neighbors, that if you attend, you'll be excited and those you invite will be as well. If you're looking to grow your business, if you're looking to jumpstart your success, if you're looking for that boost you need to make it through the end of the year and into the new one, I encourage, I invite, I say to you, come on out to Durham, North Carolina. You will not be disappointed. Thank you in advance for your attendance, and I look forward to seeing you then. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply the record breakers. The record breakers. I say that we live in a society that is fascinated with records. I don't care what type of record it is. If you watch a sporting event, someone holds a world record doing something that you could never imagine anyone want to document. There are records for everything, from the tallest person to the shortest, from the one who could sleep the longest to the longest beard, the longest fingernails. If you go and get a copy of the latest Guinness Book of World Records, you'll be fascinated at the records people actually want to document and keep up with. Well, I submit to you that you are a record holder as well. You've broken many records and you're continuing to break many others. Now, they may not be documented in these formal annals of the Guinness Book of World Records and things along those lines, but as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, you break records every day and you may not even know all the records you hold. I want to communicate today in our training series, the first of this two-part series regarding the records that you hold and how to maximize every opportunity you have to connect with people and grow your businesses. HOLD is our acronym for today, and we're going to talk about those first two components. The H in our HOLD acronym says that we should remember the people who helped us. Yes, the people who helped us. I'm sure if you think about it, if we really go back and start reflecting on this past year, we can identify many people who helped us. Do you remember the person who was responsible for helping you get your first sale, closing your first deal, the person who was responsible for allowing you to have a presentation or speak in front of individuals about the concept of your company, your business that you're starting or that you're operating right now? Everyone was helped by somebody, and it's important for us to document those people who've helped us. Ronald Reagan once said that we can't help everyone, but everyone can help someone. Then it was the 19th century Nobel Prize winner Alexis Carroll who said, all of us at certain moments of our lives need to take advice and receive help from other people. I can assure you, my friend, that you have a record of helping people. You're probably breaking some of those records even as we speak because you're focused on the needs of others. Isn't it amazing that when we focus on the needs of others, our needs seem to fall into play? Here's the beautiful part about helping others. How do you record it? How do you actually write it down in your record books? The first thing you want to do is recall. Recall the people who are helping you and the people you're helping. Take the time to write down everyone that you can think of that was instrumental and that has been instrumental to your business success. In fact, if you can just remember the names of three people and then you recall those individuals and recall how they helped you, once you recall it, you want to record it. Send yourself an email, make a journal, do something to continue to reflect upon frequently the people who are instrumental in helping you advance your cause in business. Then finally, you want to reach out to them. You want to recall, you want to record, and you want to reach out. It's great to pick up the phone and call an old client or even a prospect or someone that connected you to a referral that turned out to be fruitful for your business.
business and just thank them for the way they helped you. I was at a function a few weeks ago and I came in contact with someone I hadn't seen in over 20 years. He and I played on the same high school football team. He walked up to me and he embraced me. He looked at me and he said, "When I was a junior in high school, you said some words to me that changed my life. They encouraged me when I was going through a very difficult time." Now, I had no idea what he was talking about. I had forgotten the conversation. But he not only remembered it, he recorded it in his mind. And when he saw me, he did not forget to say thank you. It touched me so much because it shows how a little help can go a long way in the lives of so many people. We're always helping people, and it's great to document those who you are helping. That O in our HOLD acronym reminds us to remember the obstacles we've overcome. Yes, the obstacles we've overcome. Think about every challenge you faced in business that you successfully made it through. Now, if you really think about it, when you were going through that challenge, did you at that time think that you would exceed and you'd excel and make it through? Probably not. You probably had doubts in your mind as to whether you'd overcome the hurdle and overcome that obstacle and achieve and accomplish the goals that you've set. Well, you overcame. And it's important to not only remember that, but it's also important to share that story with other people. Some people overcame sickness and disease. Some overcame divorce and heartache in relationships. Others overcame setbacks, maybe any kind of financial struggle that they may have overcome. Every story that you ever hear of a rags to riches accomplishment, it resonates with us, not because we can understand the successes. They may do something that we don't even understand as far as the business concept or our industry is concerned, but we can understand completely everybody that has to face an obstacle and overcome it. My friends, your obstacle is actually one of your greatest records you could ever hope to share with other people. The obstacles you've overcome, it gives you motivation for the next obstacle you face. It gives you information to understand that you know how to learn from every obstacle. And it also gives the people around you inspiration because they want to be able to gain a great degree of hope from whatever you've overcome. Yes, you're a record holder. You may not have recognized it. You may not realize that you're breaking records. However, we all are. And it's important for us to not only remember the people that helped us, but to remember the obstacles that we've overcome. This call was brought to you by SimplySuccess.com, your online solution to quality professional development training that grows you and your business. Simplify your success with SimplySuccess.com. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.